Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Zayin, the 47th chapter of Sefer Yirmiyahu. It is a very short perek, it is only 7 psukim long, and it is Yirmiyahu's prophecy to the nations. This specific nation is the Philistines, the Plishtim. As you know now, this sort of the epilogue of Sefer Yirmiyahu, each of these last prakim now from Mem Vav to Nun Aleph are really dealing with different nations that Yirmiyahu is prophesizing towards. So, in advance of the Plishtim, this parak tells us that this prophecy was given before Pharaoh attacked Gaza, before he attacked the area of Gaza. Just out of interest for those who are wondering why it is that Gaza and Gaza are the same thing, are used the same way. In Israel, we call the Gaza area Gaza, and in English, it's called Gaza, and that's because the ayin, if it's dagush, if it has a dagesh in it, then actually it's, if pronounced correctly, if you were to listen to a Taimani expression of the word, it's actually Gaza, which means to say there's a sort of guttural aspect to it, which is why it's sort of translated as Gaza when it's really Aza with an ayin. So this is referring to the Gaza region where the Philistines live. Here's what Yirmiyahu says to them. He talks about how Pharaoh is going to attack, but there's going to be this swelling of water coming from the north, and they're going to sweep you away, Philistine, and you're going to cry out. Everybody's going to cry out as it comes. Mikol sha'atas parasos abirav, from the trampling of the foot tubes of this nation coming in. Mirash lirichboy, from the tremendous noise of the chariots. Hamon galgilov, all the wheels of their chariots. Lo yifnu avos al banim merifyon yadayim. Parents, fathers won't even turn to their children in a sense of a complete abandon, a complete giving up hope. That's how bad this onslaught is going to be. Obviously, when we talk about an onslaught from the north, we are clearly talking about the involvement of the Babylonians. And he goes on to describe Alayom bo lishtod es kol haplishtim lahachris letzor letzidon kol sorid ozer. He's going here. The Babylonians are entering in order to cut down any supporters of Tzor, of Tyre and Sidon and Sidon up the coast in the north. Kishodel Hashem es plishtim sheris ikaftor. He's going to destroy this island dwelling nation. And he goes on to describe how and almost mournfully talk about this nation, saying, how long will it be that you're going to be destroyed, that Ashkelon, which is one of the Philistine cities, is going to be the disgorged, is broken up. Hoy cherev l'Hashem, the sword is to God, ad onot tishkoiti, until when will you be silent? Heosvi al ta'arech herogoyiv adoimi, when will you ever be silent from all this killing? Eich tishkoiti v'Hashem tzivolon lo is el Ashkelon v'echov hayom asher yo'odah. But Hashem is a destination for the sword to completely decimate this area. Just to appreciate what's going on over here, the Mephoreshim put it, give us context. Rashi, the Metzudos, points out the episode that's going on over here is in a few stages. The first stage of this is when the nation of Israel, when the Jews are under siege, in the first siege of Yerushalayim from Bavel. We know that's under Tzidkiyahu, towards the end of his rule, around the 8th year of his rule, and then the siege was lifted. The reason is because Egypt tried to attack Babylon, it's sort of trying to protect Israel, and then retreated. When that happened, they actually attacked the coast by Gaza, by Ashkelon, and they vanquished the Philistines there, and rather than attacking the Babylonians, and they retreated, and that's when the Babylonians came back to re-siege Yerushalayim. But afterwards, like Babylon conquered Egypt, Babylon conquered all the smaller seafaring nations on the coast, and including them was Gaza. There were a number of times that actually Ashkelon was attacked throughout the various stages of Nebuchadnezzar's foreign policy. It is interesting to notice, why is it that they are targeted? Why the Philistines, the Plishtim, attacked? And the Mephoreshim will point out over here is that they were allies with Tsor, with Sidon, and Tyre up the coast. And basically Babylon was getting rid of all the alliances, which is why Yirmiyahu told the Jews not to make alliances with these small nations, because Babylon would crush them as well. They didn't listen. They fell fate to the same idea. And it seems to be almost that at the end of the parak, Yirmiyahu is struggling with knowing that the sword, the destruction, is at the behest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, it's so brutal, it's so completely obliterating that he questions it, but ultimately knows that it's the Adar, it's the mission of this sword to conquer Philistine. It is interesting to notice, just as a historical point, that the water metaphor is to describe the sweeping away of the Philistine area is actually very apt, because the Philistines are not one of the seven nations of Israel. They are a foreign nation. They're a seafaring race. We have records, the Egyptian records during the times of Ramses III, who show that they come around from the area of Cyprus in the Mediterranean, and they tried many times to attack Egypt and were finally reprised by Ramses III. We have documentation of how the Egyptians were proud of the fact that they did not allow the seafaring nation to settle by them, and so instead they took the coast up a little further north, also the Gaza region, which is where they settled. So they were actually themselves not original indigenous nation to the land. When they settled there, and for really the first base of Middash, they were a thorn in the side of the Jews for many, 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 many years up towards the very end right now. We have documentation that towards between the centuries 10 to 7th century before Common Era, which is around now, that we no longer have record of them. Some scholars argue that they became enculturated in the surrounding cultures. It's also possible that because Yirmiyahu is talking about over here this decimation, that probably there were very few survivors from the Babylonian onslaught to form an already small nation at this point in time. It is interesting to note, as one last idea, that one of the greatest enemies of the Jews throughout, all the way through this period in time, has been the Philistines, the Plishtim, through the times, all the way through Shaul, David, Shlomo, all the way through many, many times, the Philistines were this thorn in their side. It is interesting that after the Bar Kokhba revolt, after the rebellion of Shimon Bar Kokhba against the Romans, when Hadrian sent in his legions to crush brutally the revolt, he changed the name of Jerusalem to Elia Capitolina. Elia was his middle name, Hadrian's middle name, and he changed the name of Judea or Israel to Palestina. And part of that is, as some of the scholars argue, that he was trying to divorce the Jewish culture from the land itself. He was trying to make less of a nationalistic feeling, and so he chose, the argument is, he chose a name which is sort of an older enemy of the Jews in this region, and looked to the Bible to choose the Philistines, Palestina, and of course, this is where you'll hear many arguments in the media today that Palestine always existed, and it was a nation. It wasn't a nation, it was simply the name given to the area by the Romans in order to inflict further disassociation of the Jews from their natural heartland when the Philistines had been killed and destroyed long, long before and were no longer a sovereign nationality. Anyways, this concludes his prophecy to Philistine, to the Plishtim, the end of a long and illustrious but difficult history, and tomorrow we move on to Moab. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.